And I'm Quiva.
And welcome to K56 FM.
Lots of stuff have happened since our last podcast.
Like Food Dudes, a program that we're doing in our school.
Here's Adam and Emily to tell us more about that.
Hi, I'm Adam and this is Emily, and we're going to tell you about Food Dudes.
The Food Dudes bring fruit and veg every day to our school. If you eat the fruit and veg, you get a prize.
There are 17 days in Food Dudes and we are on the 12th day.
The fruit and vegetables we get are
raisins, apples, cucumbers, carrots, satsumas, peppers, cherry tomatoes and bananas.
Some of the prizes are rubbers, notepads and cards.
We think Food Dudes is a good idea. It encourages people to eat fruit and vegetables.
Thanks, guys. Now here's Michal to tell us about the soccer tournament that we participated in.
Hi, guys. This is Michal, and I'm telling you about the soccer tournament. We played it in Cork. We travelled within Chigila School. We played 3 matches. It was 5 aside and 3 substitutes. We lost 2 games and won 1 game. The teams we played were Clonakilty in Chigila and Dalmanway. Ian got injured in the second game, but before that he'd scored 2 goals. Aaron scored 5 goals and I scored 1 goal. In the last game, Aaron scored 3 goals in the first minute. We came back to school at 2:30. We had great fun.
Thanks, Michal. Now over to Mark to tell us about the chess tournament.
Thanks, guys. On the 2nd of May, our chess team of Rosa, Quiva, Amy and myself took part in a tournament in Carrigaline. Over 100 children were there on the day. We did really well, winning 8 games out of 12. We missed out on the final by only 0.5. Back to Amy and Quiva.
Thanks, Mark, for telling us about the chess tournament. Let's go over to Ian to tell us about our visitor from Cork City FC.
Hi, this is Ian. On the 18th of April, Cork City player Colin Healy came to our school. He was only playing with Miss Griffin's 2nd, 3rd and 4th, but Aaron, Michal and I helped out with them. First we did some warming up, after we did some passing, and at the end we played a match with 3 teams. At the end we took a picture and he said that we got no homework and 3 tickets to a Cork City match against Limerick. Sadly, they lost 3-2, but it was really fun. Bye.
Thanks, Ian. Here's Emer to tell us about the preparations for the communion.
Thanks, guys. The communion is taking place on Saturday, 11th of May. The second class from Kilberry and Inchkeela in S are making communion together. There are 10 children making it altogether. We would like to send our best wishes to Ava, Beth, Sam, Mark and Daniel. They have been going back to the church in Inchkeela and the choir have also been going back practising. We hope that it will be a nice sunny day on Saturday. Good luck.
Thanks, Emer. Now Rosa would like to do a book review on Hacking Timbuktu.
Thanks. In school a few weeks ago, Mr. O'Connell gave us all a book to read. When I saw mine, I didn't like the look of it. It didn't look like something I would read at all. On the cover was a man's face with red eyes. Weird. I started reading it and it was actually all right. It took me ages to read, but it got better as it went on. The story was about 2 boys who go on a search across Mali in Africa, hunting for some forgotten gold. But so are 2 other groups. Who'll get there first? It was good enough, even though I thought I would hate it. Back to you, Quiva.
Thanks, Rosa. Now here's Aaron doing a movie review on The Dark Knight Rises.
My favourite movie is The Dark Knight Rises. It is the 3rd movie of the trilogy. It was released at the end of 2012. The director is Christopher Nolan. I saw it in the cinema in Ballincollig. The 3 main characters are Batman, played by Christian Bale, Bane, played by Tom Hardy, and Robin, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The Dark Knight Rises is about a supervillain called Bane, who is so strong. He wears a mask around his mouth. He needs it to breathe. He would die if someone took it off. He comes to Gotham to conquer it, and Batman has to try and stop him. There's a few twists at the end. Robin comes into the movie as well. I have a lot of favourite scenes, but one that was quite funny was when Batman was in the cafe. You will get it when you see the film. I can't think of anything that I would change about the film. I would definitely recommend this to everyone because I thought that I wouldn't like it because I'm not a fan of Batman, but it turned out to be one of the best movies that I've ever seen. And if you like twists, action, and a bit of humour, then you will love this. I had not heard of Tom Hardy before. He played Bane so well.
Thanks, Aaron. That sounds like a great movie. Now we have Sean doing an app review.
Thanks, guys. I'm reviewing the app of the week. The app of the week of this week is Stack Countries. In Stack Countries, you are asked questions about countries around the world. If you get the question right, you must then stack the countries on a base. You must then answer more questions and then stack more countries on top of each other. When you pass the finish line, you unlock more countries. It's a great way to learn about countries while having fun. You can get it free in the App Store.
Thanks, Sean. Finally, to play us out, here's Aoife with the Day in Heaven on the piano.
That was so good, Aoife. Thanks.
So that's the end of our podcast today.